This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
How can you spot a cloned website? Thanks for asking. We're all aware that scammers are getting more meticulous day by day. It used to be our grandparents who were the primary targets of their schemes, but nowadays even the most tech-savvy of us can fall prey to their tricks. At Do You Really Know, we aim to keep you informed about all the latest types of scam, so you can understand how they work and protect yourself. Today we're tackling the issue of identifying cloned websites, a type of scam that's been on the rise in recent times. This involves creating a mirror version, i.e. an exact replica of an existing website.
Why do people clone websites?
Typically, it's to provide an alternative or backup to the original site. However, sometimes these sites are used for nefarious purposes. Scammers aim to deceive users by posing as authentic and official websites, often to steal personal and financial information. To put it plainly, it's like if scammers were to create a website tomorrow that looks exactly like your bank's website, the same design, an identical logo, and login pages that seem completely legitimate. As a result, you might unwittingly enter sensitive information like your username, password, or banking details. Before you know it, scammers have your information and are ready to exploit it for their own gain. They're everywhere, from e-commerce platforms to government websites.
Site is legitimate.
You have to stay vigilant. Sometimes it's easy to spot a fake because they're not as polished as the original website. You might notice grammar or spelling errors or slight discrepancies in design and logos. Of course, if you come across red flags like that, don't proceed any further. Another tip is to look at the URL and see if there are any subtle differences compared to the original, like dashes or additional numbers. If you're still unsure, check the contact information provided on the site. You could even try calling the listed phone number. If there's no answer or you're directed to voicemail, there may be something funny going on. Okay, all these steps might seem time-consuming, but it's essential to stay cautious when you're browsing online. If you want to browse securely without spending ages scrutinizing every single page, consider using a dedicated browser extension to check the authenticity of each site you visit.
What should I do if I identify a cloned website then?
In the UK, you can report scam websites to the National Cybersecurity Centre at ncsc.gov.uk. Meanwhile, if you've already fallen victim to a scam, you should report it to Action Fraud at actionfraud.police.uk. It might seem obvious, but it bears repeating. Whatever you do, don't click on any suspicious links you encounter, and don't input any personal information whatsoever. There you have it. Now you know how to spot a cloned website. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.